AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama delivers the eulogy this afternoon for the Charleston pastor, Clemente Pinckney, shot to death with eight others in their church last week. The AP's Mark Smith reports the service will cap an emotional week for the president.
His eulogy and the meeting afterward with victims' families marks yet another time the president's donning the mantle of mourner-in-chief. And it's barely 24 hours since two of the most exhilarating victories of his second term. The Supreme Court's upholding his health law subsidies, and Congress is handing him broad authority to negotiate a new Pacific Rim trade pact.
A pilot and eight sightseeing passengers are dead after their plane crashed in Alaska. The AP's Mark Thiessen reports the area of the crash is not easy to get to.
The plane went down in the Misty Fords National Monument, which is a 2-million-acre site in southeast Alaska, just northeast of Ketchikan. It is very rugged, steep terrain. The sightseeing company that the plane belonged to, they promise towering granite cliffs, 1,000-foot waterfalls, just as incredible rugged terrain that people associate with Alaska.
The NTSB is assembling a team to investigate. A huge week-old wildfire roared to new life in rugged terrain in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains, threatening thousands of homes and other structures. Eddie Grass is using a sprinkler to wet the ground around his home.
There's no way you'll ever get used to something like this, you know, and lose your home, all what you put into it, you know, worked hard. And the way everything costs nowadays, it's sad. It's really sad.
Sound courtesy KABC-TV. A California bill that mandates vaccines for school children clears major legislative hurdle. Remy Weiss thinks it's a good idea, but he understands why some people might object.
You're lacking the freedom to make your own choice, and I can understand the frustration.
This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump's GOP presidential bid has led to some business fallout for him. Univision is dropping the Miss USA pageant from its Unimas network and cutting all ties with Trump over what it considers insulting comments he made about Mexican immigrants. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie insists that reports of him jumping into the GOP presidential race on Tuesday are premature, but people familiar with his plans are telling the AP that he is set to announce. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports Christie stood out early among Republican candidates.
Chris Christie, who flirted with running in 2012, was an early front runner for 2016, but he has been tangled up in the long-running controversy over the use of the George Washington Bridge in a political retribution scheme, and his popularity in New Jersey has dwindled. He has not built on his early momentum.
First books, then movies. Now there's word that Harry Potter will be on the London stage in a new play set to open next summer. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.